Joe Biden's amnesty opens more white-collar jobs to migrants. By Neil Monroe on June 18, 2024. President Joe Biden's parole amnesty for migrants includes a poison pill for hard-pressed U.S. graduates. The giveaway of more work permits to migrants who get degrees from U.S. colleges. In an afternoon press conference on Tuesday, Biden declared, "Today I'm announcing new measures to clarify and speed up work visas to help foreign people, including DACA amnesty recipients, that have graduated from U.S. colleges and universities and landed jobs in the high-demand, high-skill professions that we need to see our economy grow. That's the right thing today." The amnesty comes as establishment media sites admit that U.S. college graduates are losing jobs, salaries, and opportunities in Biden's economy. The federal government already keeps roughly 1 million mid-skill foreign graduates in the first-rung white-collar jobs needed by U.S. graduates. This cheap and compliant labor force of visa workers takes career opportunities and salaries from millions of U.S. college graduates, including many Democratic-voting progressives. Despite strong labor market, new college graduates struggle to find employment, The Washington Post reported on June 16. Hiring in professional and business services, which includes jobs in tech, consulting, finance and media that are popular among new grads, has fallen 12%, according to federal data. Today's recent graduates ages 22 to 27 have a higher unemployment rate, 4.7%, as of March, than the overall population, according to an analysis by the New York Fed. In contrast, President Donald Trump has promised to restrict migration and has a record of curbing white-collar migration into white-collar jobs. GOP-aligned advocates are spotlighting the economic burden and costs of Biden's amnesties. Breitbart News has reported on how Biden's amnesty emerged in April from lobbying by Forward.us, Mark Zuckerberg's lobby group for West Coast investors. The founders of Forward.us are wealthy coastal investors whose wealth is multiplied 20-fold when the stock market forecasts decades of extra profits whenever the government extracts cheap labor, government-funded consumers, and room-sharing renters from poor countries. The breadth of investors who joined with Zuckerberg to found and fund Forward.us in 2013 was hidden from casual visitors to the group's website. But copies exist at the other sites. Despite their use of technology, most of the investors earn their wealth from the consumer economy, such as advertising, retail, or food delivery. Numerous studies boast that migration prevents labor shortages and so transfers vast wealth from ordinary Americans to investors, CEOs, and C-suites. For example, a new study funded by the Pro-Migration Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation reported that a declining working-age population may be associated with a rising labor share of income, lower investment returns. Since the 1970s, ordinary Americans have lost trillions of dollars in income while migration cut wages and raised stock values. Forward.us has a lot of clout in the White House, partly because Zuckerberg and his political strategist-in-residence, Mark Plouffe, helped Biden in 2020. Their much-reported strategy was to spend more than $400 million to help grow turnout in Democratic-majority districts. Forward.us President Todd Schulte argued on June 9 that immigrants and immigration are good for America and Americans. He also argued to progressives that an amnesty would be an establishment response to the public's rising opposition to government-backed migration. In a time in which authoritarianism around the globe is fueled by anti-immigrant demagogues who seek to weaponize the plight of immigrants and those seeking refuge for their own political gain, we can either find humane and politically resilient approaches to the challenges presented by forced migration to build legal pathways and provide legal status to undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for years, or xenophobia will only become a more potent weapon. Forward.us has helped to create many other lobbying groups, including the President's Alliance on Higher Education and Immigration. The Alliance group lobbies to raise the inflow of foreigners into U.S. colleges and jobs. Corporate media outlets hide the huge role played by Forward.us in migration politics. Breitbart News is the only mainstream news source for coverage of the economic interests pushing for more migration. Extraction migration. Biden and his deputies have successfully imported or accepted roughly 10 million legal, illegal, quasi-legal, and temporary migrants for economic purposes since 2021. That extraction migration policy is an economic strategy that has helped investors by inflating real estate prices and reducing Americans' wages. That flood is welcomed by business groups because it cuts Americans' blue-collar wages and white-collar salaries. It also reduces marketplace pressure to invest in productivity-boosting technology, in heartland states, and in overseas markets. Biden's easy migration policies are deliberately adding the foreigners' problems to the lengthening list of Americans' problems. Homelessness, low wages, a shrinking middle class, slowing innovation, declining blue-collar life expectancy, spreading poverty, the rising death toll from drugs, and the spreading alienation among young people.